I want to thank all of you that this morning we had the opportunity to send out 65 hampers to families in this part of the city, and to be able to go down to Room C, where all of the gifts that had been provided by you, the parishioners of St. Peter's, could be blessed, and then to go out by the St. Vincent de Paul pantry, where baskets upon baskets upon baskets of food were then blessed and sent off to the families, is a true expression of what it is to be an Advent people. One of the key themes of the Advent season is this invitation to almsgiving. One parishioner who today, for the first time, delivered hampers, wrote an email to Joy Gregory, one of the women who helped to coordinate this year's hamper ministry. And this is what he wrote. "Hi, Joy. This is the first time I delivered Christmas hampers. What a wonderful job of organizing process. It worked very well, and I delivered my two hampers, much to the delight of the families, by 10:15 a.m. I am so appreciative of your compassion and attention to logistics and detail. I've entitled my homily this evening, Encounters with Grace. The word grace means gift, and to encounter grace is to encounter the gift of God's love. With the ministry of the hampers which were delivered today, I pray that for each of the families that was given this extension of the love of St. Peter's, it will indeed be an encounter with grace. So important is this ministry that the Catechism of the Catholic Church says something of particular significance about almsgiving and what are called the corporal acts of mercy. And I'd like to read this now. The corporal works of mercy consist especially in feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, clothing the naked, visiting the sick and imprisoned, and burying the dead. Among all these, giving alms to the poor is one of the chief witnesses of fraternal charity. It is also a work of justice pleasing to God. Almsgiving is particularly pleasing to the Lord because it is an expression of justice. And the thing about the gift of alms is there's something about it that, although involved a great deal of planning, it has a simplicity to it. The gifts, the food, were gathered, delivered, and we left the homes of these people. There's another example of this expression of such generosity, of love, found in today's gospel reading from Luke. In this passage, we're told that Our Lady Mary, in hearing that her older cousin Elizabeth was pregnant, that she went with haste to visit Elizabeth. Now, 3 years ago, I was in the Holy Land, and I went to Nazareth, and I also went to the place called Ein Kerem, which is where Elizabeth lived. Nazareth is about 90 kilometers from Jerusalem, and Ein Kerem is another 10 kilometers beyond Jerusalem. It's about 100 kilometers. And so Our Lady Mary, pregnant with the Savior, traveled that distance in order to be present with her cousin, in order to experience this encounter with grace. And what an encounter with grace it was. For we're told that upon her arrival, that John the Baptist leapt in the womb of his mother Elizabeth because he was in the presence of the Savior. But don't miss that at the superficial reading, this is a simple story. One woman hearing of another woman's need, going from her home and making the journey in order to have that visit. But here's the beautiful thing about this story, which is also true of every story that is an encounter with grace. What we know about St. Luke's telling of this story is he's wanting us to actually know that Mary is the Ark of the Covenant, that she carries within her womb the one who is, of course, the Messiah. And let me unpack this for you a little bit more. King David, when he went into the city of Jerusalem, he took the Ark of the Covenant after it had been housed for 3 months in the home of Obed-Edom. And he carried the Ark of the Covenant through the Judean hillside. Interestingly, Mary herself takes the same route that David had taken centuries earlier as she goes through the Judean countryside to her cousin Elizabeth. There's another thing that is beautiful about this passage. We're told that when she, Elizabeth, sees Mary, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." This is the only time in the New Testament that the verb exclaimed is used. It's only used 5 times in the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, in each case, it's used in relation to the priests when they are in the presence of the Ark of the Covenant that they exclaim praise to God. So why does Luke want to tell us this story? Because he wants you and me and us to discover and to realize something of great significance. That the Ark of the Covenant, which contained within it 3 items, the manna, the 10 commandments, and the rod of Aaron, the priest, Jesus Christ is the true manna. He is the living bread. Jesus Christ is not just the 10 commandments, he is the Word made flesh. And Jesus Christ is the true high priest. And what St. Luke wants us to discover and to realize is the following, that we are called to live our lives in relation to the Lord, similar to how Our Lady lived her life in relation to the Lord, by simple acts of charity, by having the kind of attitude towards life that we're willing to make a difference in the lives of others, that we are willing to go with haste. And this doesn't just speak about the speed with which Mary went, it speaks more about the purpose with which she went. And it was that purpose that was evident this morning. It was that haste that was evident here today in relation to the ministry of St. Vincent de Paul. And so, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this 4th Sunday of Advent, we're to discover something beautiful. That in the simple acts of charity, like one woman visiting another, there's a much deeper story always at play. For we are sharing in the work of God. And in doing this work of charity, we delight the Lord because this form of justice is one that is particularly dear to the heart of our Lord. In today's reading from the prophet Micah, we get another emphasis on the significance of small things. For there we are told, "You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judea, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days." Micah lived 8 centuries before the coming of Jesus Christ. And yet here he prophesies the place where the Messiah will be born. Not in Jerusalem, but in this little town of Bethlehem. And as Micah goes on to illustrate, that through the act of charity of God entering into our world, the tribes of Israel that had been scattered for centuries will be gathered together again, so that the people of God can live their lives in such a way that they live with the kind of purpose They live with the kind of meaning that we see with Mary in her visit to Elizabeth. May we be the kind of people who never neglect the little things, because it's in the little things of our lives that we have a true encounter with grace. And in keeping with the reading from Hebrews, where repeatedly we have these words, "I have come to delight in doing your will," that too will be our delight as well. And so may you have a blessed Christmas, and may we celebrate the gift of our life together, where here within the community of St. Peter's, we can express corporal acts of mercy that are a representation and a continuation of the work of Our Lady and embody the love of our Savior, the true priest, the Word made flesh, the bread of life.